Welcome back to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life at North Bridger Bison in Montana's Shields Valley. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Matt Skoglund moves his bison herd to fresh grass. In some ways, life on a bison ranch resembles life on any other kind of ranch. Every few days, the livestock is moved from one pasture to another to graze fresh grass. But because bison are so massive, so famously wild, and because most of the time he's doing it solo, people often ask Matt how he does it. The short answer is the bison want to move. The slightly longer answer is they trust him.
You can literally feel them looking at you like, hey, Matt, are we doing this or what? Like, I want to go to some fresh grass.
They're ready to roll.
So
the ranch is cross-fenced into about 20 different pastures, and the bison are run as one herd year-round. So whatever pasture they're in, they're all in it together, and every other pasture is being rested.
Do you have, like, a spreadsheet for how you move them, or it's all in your head?
Little of both. So
Matt has logged every pasture move he's ever done with grazing software. So he can look back and say, where were the bison on July 6th, 2 years ago? This is vital information.
Out here in a dry landscape, it's all about recovery. So you have a grazing event in a pasture, and then you want to give it as long a recovery as possible.
He also consults with a regenerative grazing expert. They make a plan and then fine-tune based on real-time feedback.
I know there's some famous quote about the importance of planning, but I'd butcher it if I tried to say it right now. Like, it's not the plan, it's the planning that's important.
Okay, sweet. All right, let's do it.
Okay.
The quote from President Dwight D. Eisenhower goes like this: in preparing for battle, I've always found that plans are useless, but planning is indispensable. It makes so much sense. Like, as long as you clock the variables, rain, heat, bison, consumer demand, and mentally run through the permutations, you're good. You can be flexible, pivot when you need to. Incidentally, Eisenhower also said this: farming looks mighty easy when your plow is a pencil and you're 1,000 miles from the cornfield, which also makes a lot of sense.
Open the gate. It's a lot of opening gates, driving through gates, and closing gates behind you.
Before Matt moves the bison to a new pasture, he drives, at speed, I'll add, the perimeter to ensure the fence is intact. It's not so much that bison are especially brawny, willful, or wily. It's their herd instinct. If one gets out, they all get out, all 140 plus 50-something calves.
They just want to be together. They move together. So when we get the attention of those lead cows, the others just all follow.
So you can use that to your advantage.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it's a huge advantage.
And what makes a cow a lead cow? Older? Are they bigger?
That's a great question. From what I've seen, our lead cow, good old number 440, we love her. She's feisty. And from what I can tell, just ridiculously smart. Like, she is just operating on like a different level intellectually. I love her. She runs a tight ship. You know, she's charged me a couple times, but I always joke. I'm like, 440. I'm like, you and I, we're on the same team here.
While we check the fence, the bison gathered by the gate. At the helm is 440.
I mean, the whole way that she's angled toward us and everybody else is facing this way.
Yeah.
It's like she's holding them there.
She's one of a kind. She's just the coolest animal. Here she comes. Oh, yeah. They're going now. Oh, there's one big bull. I just went by.
The herd jogs past us in our side-by-side, agile, elegant, and relaxed. Once onto new grass, they get right to business, grazing the tawny late summer grass, flicking their tails across their glossy behind. Next week, Matt field harvests a bison with his rifle at close range.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.